It is The Riots on Radio U. This is our podcast. Hello.
New podcast time.
Hello.
Do you guys get excited when you see the notification and you see it, that there's a new podcast that's ready to go?
I bet you do. I mean, like, I have a few podcasts I listen to and I'm thrilled to see.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah. there's a few that are delightful.
Some that you're like, well, I must listen to this first, and then others, hopefully not us, can wait for later.
I'll tell you what I was listening to last night. If you've been with Radio U long enough and you remember Showbread, most of the guys from Showbread are on a podcast called You Hate Movies. I enjoy that.
Oh, I didn't know that was all of them.
It's like,
by all of them, just a couple?
Well, it depends. Like, there's a couple of guys that aren't on it. There's a couple of the guys that weren't in Showbread, but like, a bunch of the guys are. And they keep having guests coming through and stuff. It's good. And they're getting, this doesn't sound nice, but they're getting better.
Sure.
Like, they're band guys. And so they've started a podcast. And like, I'll have to say, like, they're really stepping up their game. They're doing a good job. That's a great podcast to listen to if you're looking for something. Now, where were we? Oh, we're The Riots, and this is our podcast.
This is. Hopefully you enjoy it.
So here's what we've got. Talks of Obadiah having a red nose all the time. Actually, Nikki goes on what I would call a vicious verbal attack.
Is that when I called you Rudolph?
Yes. That was the beginning
That's
of them.
That's not vicious.
I'm going to act like I don't remember, but the truth is I laid in bed sobbing, saying I'm not Rudolph for days now. Let's see. There's
I changed all your light bulbs in your office to red ones.
Well,
just a red glowing nose.
Just make it fade in.
What'll look like his nose?
Let's see. Applebee's is coming to Detroit. That's some breaking news, and it's in there. A guy who lives in a truck, orange cream flavored milk, and what happens when you drop a gun in a doctor's office?
All really good questions.
Well, it's the kind of stuff that's going to prepare you for the world.
That's right. So hopefully you enjoy this podcast. Don't forget to always say hello. You can email us riot@radiou.com or join us, post at Radio U Riot on our Facebook page, post on the wall there, and let us know if you're a podcast listener.
The other thing that's in here that I like a lot is, what would Nikki do if she accidentally shot herself in a movie theater?
Again, another great question.
It actually is one of my favorite. It is The Riots.
What would I do?
You thought that was good. Seriously, what is wrong with you? You can find some decent Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
Further proof that people will buy anything except what you're selling. Here we have Sir Winston Churchill's chewed cigar.
Well, of course someone would buy that.
It's the leftover pieces of his cigar. And dude, bro, like, for real, chewed this cigar. Like, ew. Like, ew.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're focusing. I mean, unless it's like a DNA thing or whatever.
I'll tell you what it looks like. I'll tell you what it looks like. You think about it.
I don't need to.
A chewed up, burnt up cigar. What do you think it looks like? Okay.
There's a number that could be associated to it.
I'll let you go ahead and go from there.
Figure that one out.
This is crazy. This cigar was picked out of an ashtray by a nurse while the former prime minister was recuperating from a fractured hip at Middlesex Hospital in 1962.
While still smoking a cigar.
She's
even at the hospital.
Hey, man, it was the
Back
60s.
Back then, you could.
People still be smoking everywhere.
That was probably a part of your hospital aftercare.
Yeah, like, you go and, you know, they're like, all right, well, just keep it to 5 cigars a day, 6 if you need to. Yeah, it's totally
And make sure
normal.
It's indoors.
Yeah.
So you get all the medicine from it.
Yeah, look, and if you can, like, while you're chewing on it, if you want to swallow some of that tobacco or just tuck it in your lip, go for it, man. It's good for you.
Yeah, that's probably
are packed with vitamins. They're toasted.
That's how we envision things back then.
Oh, my gosh. And then at some point in, what, the 80s, people are like, it's killing you. It's killing us. So his cigar sold for 2,000 pounds, which is a little over $3,000 U.S. Yeah. Oh, she saved it. I love this. She saved it for her little brother in a bag marked soiled disposal, which is, it looks like...
Of course. Yeah, what you were going to say.
Soil disposal right there. Yeah. So it went on...
I wonder if the person thought that they would have gotten more. You know, like, you went through all that effort.
No, they were actually expecting it to only raise 1,000 pounds.
That? Okay.
So it sold for more than they thought it would.
Because at first, it'd be like, all right, this is going to get us millions. It's Winston Churchill stuff. But I don't know how big the market is.
So this chewed up piece of something.
Cigar.
Sells for about $3,000. You, in the meantime, have got a mint condition whatever you have on eBay, and no one's even looked at it yet. What you need is a chewed cigar.
Your count is at zero.
Yeah.
It's not like they're not bidding. They're just not even looking.
But man, Winston Churchill cigar?
Of course it is. Or what's worse now is, you know, you've got something for sale on Craigslist and all you're getting is berated from people who feel like you're charging too much and would like to trade you a canoe for it.
Dude, you should just go out there and be like, just grab a cigar, chew it up, sell it. Done. You'll have better luck.
Pick any person from history and just say, yeah, here it is.
Bill Clinton's chewed cigar.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of the riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
You know, I thought over the weekend about whether or not we really needed to talk about this, and I just don't think that it's something that we can avoid. Because let's face it, everybody else talked about it from Saturday night at about 6:30 Eastern until this morning, and they're going to be talking about it for the rest of eternity. You can believe that that's true. Did anybody else see the Michigan State game on Saturday afternoon?
Did something happen at the very end of the game to some people's excitement and some people's disappointment?
That was crazy. The craziest thing I've ever seen. And the part that makes me sad is that I watched like the first three quarters.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that one of my reactions was, this might not be good for, I don't know, the Ohio State University. There are two very good teams in Michigan that they have yet to play. Now keep in mind, Ohio State had not yet played on Saturday when I made those observations. So Michigan owns Michigan State the whole game. So I'm like, I'm done. I'm going to take a break. I'll come back and watch the Buckeyes at 8 Eastern.
And sometimes when you have a big Saturday, you got to pace yourself when it comes to the games.
I actually did. I started playing PlayStation because I was taking a break from their games to go to my game, and then I was going to go back to theirs. So all of a sudden, my phone starts just like blowing up with text messages like, did you see that? Did you see that? Did you see that? And it's like, what is going on? So I go over, and of course, they're running it over and over and over again. And there is, at the last minute, like I believe there are 4 seconds left on the clock. Might have been 10.
10 seconds.
Michigan snaps the ball to their kicker. The kicker.
A perfectly normal play.
The kicker fumbles it. And it ends up in the hands of a Michigan State player who then scores a touchdown. Here's where it gets crazy. The kind of stuff that, first off, that one guy is famous now. The guy they cut to in the crowd with his hands up on his head.
Who's having like an emotional
famous.
Breakdown.
Now check this out. There was someone, they had a Michigan fan. He had a heart attack.
After it, yeah.
Yeah, that they had to rush him to University Hospital at Michigan. He had a heart attack. And then did you see the video I posted last night?
No, where?
Okay, I was just on my own personal Facebook. I couldn't decide if I wanted to put it on the Riot's Facebook or not. And it's a Michigan fan sobbing at the game. Like, he is not just, like, seriously, it is not just like a, oh, man. Like, at first, I thought he was, like, laughing or something. And then when I saw he had to take his glasses off so he could wipe his eyes, he is sobbing uncontrollably.
Well, the shock, because people just were not expecting that.
Not expecting
that at all.
Doesn't even begin to cover it.
Oh, the poor guy. He's really crying.
Oh, no, no, no. Like, you can't. Go ahead and turn the audio on so you can't hear it. He is sobbing.
Poor guy.
Sobbing uncontrollably. And I kind of appreciated the honesty. I also, let's face it. I never sad to see Michigan lose, even to Michigan State, whatever. But, like, I felt so bad for that kicker. So bad. Like,
Someone give him a hug.
He's more than a hug. Like, he needs something. Medically induced coma so he can ride out the week.
A couple of years at that point, at least till next season.
You wake him up until everybody's forgotten about it. I seriously feel for that dude because...
And I know you're like, what? I'm sure people are fine. Yes, yeah. Right, of course. People on the internet.
People on the internet
and
are always...
And in person at school, I'm sure they're perfectly nice to the guy who had that play.
They always, always are
the kindest people.
And understanding.
Yep.
Sports fans combined with the internet?
Some of the most compassionate people you'll ever come across. So
oh,
I am sure he's doing fine.
Oh, dude, I feel so sorry for him. For real.
This is the worst of the riot.
No, go past this. Pass this part. In fact, never play this again.
The whole gun thing is obviously a very hot topic. I still don't feel like I've made up my mind on it. I've even gone as far as thinking, like, we should blow up all the guns and then thinking, or I should get a concealed and carry.
He really floats in between, which I think is how a majority of, our...
A lot of people are there.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, Nikki, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So I can't decide if I should embrace or deny. Whatever. There's a guy in Salina, Kansas. He decided to embrace.
Which way do you go?
Well, he went and got himself a concealed carry permit, got himself a gun, and took his classes, all that stuff, and like he's good to go. And over the weekend, he went to the movies. Now, there have been some terrible shootings that have taken place at movie theaters, so it seems reasonable to me that he decided to take a gun just for protection.
But then if you look on the other side of it, how upsetting it might be for others if they find or see that you are carrying something.
Right. So in the middle of the movie, several people in the theater said they heard what they thought sounded like somebody popping open like a bag of popcorn or like a bag of candy or something like that.
Or sometimes like when I bring a, like if you bring a soda.
Soda from outside.
You know, and you bob the top.
So they heard this popping sound and then they said less than a minute later, somebody stood up and started shouting, "Oh my God, I just shot myself." And that is...
What is he doing then?
Had his handgun and he sat down and somehow managed to shoot himself in the leg with his gun. And so they had to call 911. They stopped the movie, by the way.
Of course.
Which is great. And he had to be taken via Bambulance to the nearest hospital.
Remember I told you how something is embarrassing enough that I just don't say anything until I get out from people?
You're telling me you just bleed out right there?
Well, no, I try to get out of the theater and then, like, I always think about, oh, what if you would choke or something during a movie? It's like, is there enough time to get out so you can get help without being disruptive?
I'm choking, but I don't want to interrupt anyone's
movie experience. Because then people are going to look.
Yeah.
And I'd rather just have it figured out when I get out of the theater. So I'd probably try, if that was the case, if I shot myself.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm hoping not to, so probably be a better thing.
I love the idea of I come to you at the end of the movie, you're pale. I think I'm standing in your soda, but it's your blood everywhere. And I'm like, what's going on?
I'm fine, first off. I'm fine.
You remember at the beginning of the movie, that sound? Yeah, that wasn't the movie.
But wait till people get out.
I shot myself, but I don't want you to say anything. Just wait.
Wait until they're almost there. Right? Wait, this is one of those movies where there's the thing at the end?
Yes. Yeah, there's a post-credits sequence. Oh. And by the way, could you go get
the car around.
Get a bucket and a mop because I also don't want the ushers to know I've just been sitting here bleeding. Okay?
That's probably, yeah, how that would have gone. But because for him, they stopped the movie.
Yeah, they stopped it. And he just said, you know, he just said that he was not really embarrassed, more panicking. Than anything else. So I think maybe if you shot yourself, you'd be panicky too.
Probably. It depends on where.
Because you don't know where, like...
If I would have hit something.
Yeah. And the other thing is, like, we don't really know what bleeding a lot looks like. Like, to me, if you're bleeding at all, that's a lot of blood. All right? But, you know, a licensed medical professional might be like, oh, come on.
Not a
lot.
It's
just a flesh wound. No major arteries.
I'm
surprised
fine. People would not have caught, like, if they just heard a popping noise, they would have, or at least smelled something. Don't you smell if you shoot a gun? Or
well, you could, but not right away.
Not right
especially
away.
Especially like if it was in his pants, in his coat.
Oh,
like,
and during the movie, it'd be loud.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, who the heck knows? Plus, you're used to movie gunfire. Like, you're not really used to what an actual gun sounds like around you. You might think it was a gun, but you also might be like, oh, somebody got one of those new Pringles cans.
Sure.
They pop the top. And once you pop, you can't stop.
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
Just me in a castle. I gotta fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat him is to punch him as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip.
Let's talk about... It's a contentious subject. Not a lot of people want to, but let's talk for a minute about Christmas.
Yeah, if we have to.
Yeah, because I see that Amazon has released their 2015 toy holiday list.
Ooh.
I'm looking at it right now. So they've got, let's see, if you just go straight to the list, Lego Dimensions for the PlayStation is the first thing they have on there.
So they're the ones that paid for the first spot?
That's what I think.
Now,
it is.
That's the negative me talking. It could be that this is done by popular vote. I don't know.
You can sort them by, there's featured, or you can sort them by best selling. Or you can sort them low to high or high to low on prices. So it's not a fixed list, but if you just go to the featured list.
Well, we all know what featured means.
It means paid for, probably. Lego Dimensions is on there. Lego Dimensions blows my mind. There's Disney Infinity, which is like $70. Lego Dimensions is $100. Or in this case, $99.98.
Come on, tell it as it is.
Okay. Also on the list, the Nintendo 3DS XL, which is nice. There's no doubt. The Mipposaur, which is a little robot remote control dinosaur. Okay. We've got the Frozen sing-along Elsa doll, which...
Are you writing all this stuff down? This is what you're supposed to ask for.
I think this was on someone's list that I know, Nikki.
Already have.
Do you want to sing along with Elsa?
I like to sing along. It's like my own karaoke.
Okay, we've got Fisher-Price Harley Davidson motorcycle tough trike. That's not going to fit me. Why is that on the toy list? Super Mario Maker?
Seems to be a younger toy list.
Do you feel that way? Here's a Minions Blu-ray. And how about this? The SEMA Explorers Gyro RC Copter. Now, I'll take that. It's a little drone. So you can grow up and be a drone pilot. So that's, there you go. It's perfect.
Again, I think we need to find a slightly older list.
You think so?
Probably.
You think so? All right. Well, that's fine. Maybe we'll move over to ThinkGeek. Do they have their Christmas list posted yet? That's got stuff you want on it, doesn't it, Nikki?
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah, you're picking all the stuff I love.
You know what? I want us to come up with a Christmas list this year.
We haven't done that in years. We used to, every year at Christmas time, come up with a Riot Christmas list. Obi would have his side. I always had mine. It's either things we had, but we thought maybe you guys might enjoy, or we thought we'd want to try. And then we just got so lazy because it was like, can we put a gift card on here?
I think
we need to go back to doing that.
We need to do a Christmas list this year.
No, it's easier for you. There's so much random stuff that you could easily do a list.
Yeah, don't be insulting. It's not random. It's stuff
I
love.
That's
not
random.
That's not random.
It is.
What are you talking about?
And I feel like your list will be easier to put together than mine.
I don't think so. The only problem with Nikki's will be stuff where she's like, I want a new BMW. And, but you know what? Go for it. Put your big ticket items on there. Put the stuff you love. Here's your purse that's $14,000. That's what I, look, it's just random stuff that you love. Nikki wants things that hold their value. I want things that break immediately.
It's just different.
What?
Two different lists. That's why we have to keep it separate.
Yeah, we'll just keep right down the middle. Or if you want, I'll come up with the whole list myself and it'll just be the Riot list.
Yeah, that's fine. Why don't you?
I'll put a Barbie car on there, and that way they'll be like, oh, look, that was Nikki's.
That's how I'm represented?
Yeah. Barbie's BMW. What do you think? No?
Maybe. Let's just talk closer to Christmas.
No, you got to get that thing out before Thanksgiving. So
okay,
people
let's
know
talk
what to...
before Thanksgiving.
It is before Thanksgiving.
You're about to listen to more Worst of the Riot. It won't be your worst decision today.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
In Russia, alcohol is a problem. No, really. They have a problem in Russia with alcohol. Big time. So much so that they are starting to... There's a group there that's looking at hey guys, what do you think about no alcohol Wednesdays?
Oh, really? We have meatless Mondays?
Yeah. Which is so successful.
Whatever.
I know, today I already have decided, well, I'm not going to have
no
any meat
today.
I mean, after after that meat I've already had this morning. That didn't count because the sun wasn't up yet.
Okay. It's at least known that it's a common thing on a Monday for some people. But they want a no alcohol Wednesday to start happening.
So it would be a...
They need to come up with a catchier name.
Wetless Wednesday.
So this should be a dry.
Dry Wednesday. Wednesday.
Uh-huh. Keep working on it. Sometimes it takes a minute. Eric's got something.
They don't speak English.
Oh, you're right. So, translation-wise.
But, yeah, we still have to come up with something for us, for
catchier.
Them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what is their...
It rolls off the tongue in Russian.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Dry Wednesday in Russian is probably like...
Maybe it works.
Gorky Borky, and it's perfect.
First off, you sound just wonderful.
Gorky Park, Nikki. It's very Russian.
When you speak Russian, it's wonderful.
Perfect. It's perfect. I have it.
Why isn't he a translator?
We fixed it, guys.
Yeah, fixed it. It's great.
We totally fixed it.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. We watched.
Maybe throwing out a few other days, if it's that much of a problem.
Maybe Wednesdays and Fridays.
You know, like an every other day.
Kind of thing.
That would be nice.
Yeah,
again,
it could be.
There's some problems.
No, it's
there's
a
legitimately
big,
some problems.
It is a big deal. They say alcoholism
that's
is just
no one judging or jumping to conclusions. That's just how that is.
Alcoholism is, and again, this according to things that I'm reading, alcoholism is so rampant in Russia that they don't even recognize it as a problem. See what
You know, like if you have a friend who's like, no, it's not a problem, but it is a problem.
But you have like it's a cultural thing. Yeah, that's a thing. So they're working on that. Alcohol-free Wednesdays. Though in fairness, I'll tell you right now, if somebody was like, soda-free Thursday, I'd be like, you shut your filthy mouth.
But it's not a problem, right?
No, it is a problem. But, you know, now that I've acknowledged the problem.
He comes in cradling a 2-liter this morning.
Hey,
you were very, like, gentle, loving, just bringing that 2-liter into work, and he just loves it.
Well, I had, my lunch and my coffee and my water and my soda. And it was the only way I could carry it in. I didn't want to make two trips. I'm not making two trips. Forget about that. So, you know, I needed to kind of tuck it in. It was my little buddy.
Well, I think
bringing it with me.
The Dry Wednesday for Russia is a great idea.
Yeah, well, here in the U.S., we'll just have coffee-free Wednesday. See how that goes. The whole system will fall apart.
I do like when you want to take something away from somebody, but it's not a problem. And then you see the emotion when it's obvious it is a problem.
Well, it's just a little bit to get by. What?
You just need a little bit in the morning.
A little bit.
Little coffee.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
You can stalk Nikki, cyberstalker, by following her on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter. And that's all, what is that, Radio U, Nikki?
You're correct. And Obadiah is Obadiah Radio U.
Yeah, but I don't mind.
You don't mind?
No. Nikki doesn't like it, though.
What do you mean?
I mean, she doesn't want everybody knowing everything about where she is and what she's doing. But she really wants you to follow her on Snapchat and like her photos.
No, it's nice. I mean, it's generous.
What?
When you guys do.
It would be great if you did. Honestly.
Oh, that's all right.
But it's fine if you don't, whatever.
And now it's just become a joke when Obi brings it up every random moment.
Nikki think about it like this. Your car needs gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki needs likes.
I am. I'm emotional. It just makes me feel better.
She needs likes, guys. So if you could just give her some likes, that's all I'm saying.
We all can't be as casual about social networking as you can. Obi's like, I don't care, whatever. And we're just not all able to handle it like that.
Nikki needs you to hit that heart button because it communicates something to her. It does. It says something.
I'm not the only one, so that's fine.
What? You're not the only one that what?
That is like that.
You're not?
No, it's just you are the exception.
Oh, I like to get a heart every now and then.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, sure.
I had to I was going to compliment you. You took a picture the other day when you were running of the woods.
Yes.
A very lovely picture.
It was nice.
I felt like you took a little extra effort with that one.
I have bad news for you.
You didn't? You just didn't care? It just seemed like it was more thought of.
I I was running through the woods and I was
and
like,
just grabbed it.
Hey, you should Instagram this. So I looked up and I was like, hey, the sun's coming through the trees. Click.
Well, it looks very nice.
I'm glad. See, it's because it's my artist eye. Like I just was able to, I
you
saw
captured
it right
a moment.
There.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well,
I'm a bit of a photog, you know. So it was no big deal for me.
It was
really.
Very lovely. I liked it.
That run was terrible. I meant what I said on that description where I felt like I was dying while I was running.
How long did you run?
4 miles.
Why was it so bad?
Well, as
well, besides
recall,
4 miles.
I think it was the allergy thing. I was out running in the woods. And as you may remember, Friday, I came into the office at about 4 a.m. because I couldn't sleep, because I couldn't breathe. And I felt like some of that not being able to breathe may have started
at the run
in that space.
You're not getting asthma from running, are you? Because
no, it's not like that.
It's not like that.
It wasn't like my lungs couldn't breathe. It was kind of like, I guess the best way I could explain to you is take one of your hands and clog up one of your nostrils, and then I want you to put a really small straw in the other one and close it around that. Now I want you to go running
and decide if that feels comfortable.
It's great.
And then when you get home and you're done running, take the straw out and close
and
that
then just
one,
close both.
And then both of them up and then see how it is.
And then, like, you'll say to yourself, I should run more. I feel comfortable.
Then you want to call Obi a mouth breather. And it's like, well, that's because he's not breathing through his nose.
I'm a mouth breather. That's why, you know what, my nose, too. Have you ever noticed how my nose has suddenly become way more red than it used to?
Yeah.
Yeah, she noticed. I wear the...
The
Breathe Right strips, and they irritate the skin on my nose, so now I have a red nose.
It's amazing. There's a line that's literally at the bridge, the top part of your nose, and it's always just a smidge redder than the rest of it.
Can I get a
it's
heart
like
for
Rudolph.
That? Can I get a little heart for that?
I like that.
Yeah. Thanks, Nikki. And, you know, I really appreciate you referring to my nose as I look like Rudolph.
No, but you love Christmas. That's fine. No, you love Christmas.
You said that. Thanks a lot. Now, in my quiet time, when I'm alone, I'll be looking out
was
the window crying,
you?
Going,
sorry.
I look like Rudolph.
Sorry.
Fat Rudolph.
No, no
just
one
remind
said
me,
fat Rudolph.
It's just going to remind me of all the kids and how they used to make fun of me all the time.
No one said that.
I appreciate
that.
It.
In fact,
but hey, you know what, guys? Like Nikki's photos on Instagram, please.
Does anybody ever comment on like Rudolph is fat? No, that's
no,
never anything.
They don't. Just me. I'm a fat version of Rudolph. Thanks, Nikki. I feel great.
I think you're emotional
sensitive.
About your nose, sensitive about it, and that's just your thing.
It's cool. Like now, not only can I not breathe through it, it looks funny. I feel great about it.
It's not. I mean, it'd be better if your whole nose was red, but because it's just the Breathe Right section of it.
Are you guys listening to this? Am I the only one that's hearing it?
A little light concealer or something. Powder it.
I'm going to start putting makeup on. That's
just
a great idea.
Just on that part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. So, yeah. I feel good, guys. Thanks. Monday, though, right? How about Michigan? Let's put the focus on somebody else.
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. Since you're not...
You might as well listen to the worst of the riot.
Have you ever said to yourself that I wish my bread was black or maybe gray? Me either. But, of course, we all know Burger King has brought us the Halloween Whopper, which they released in Japan first.
It's been there for quite a few years, I feel like.
Yeah, at least a couple.
It's been around for a while.
At least a couple.
But then they decided here, like Obi was saying, the Halloween Whopper is something that Burger King has been offering. But they're saying that maybe this is leading to more color options for your hamburger buns.
Let's talk about McDonald's in China right now. McDonald's in China, first off, they just released the gravy burger.
That's something.
It's a burger that has, here we go, a pork patty, iceberg lettuce, bacon, yellow dressing between some gray buns. And I'm sorry, I'm getting to that point. The bun's gray. It is a gray.
With speckles of stuff?
Yeah, it looks like a granite countertop.
Yes, that's a good call.
Have you ever thought to yourself, like you've gone to visit your mom or something or whatever, and you're just like, man, I'll tell you
it's
what,
if I could
put a burger between this countertop and like another piece of this countertop, think about how amazing that would be.
Well, what's bad is if you see the special burger that they're offering that has the gray buns, it's so much more vibrant of a gray, you know, like how gray hair has been popular or silver hair. It's like that, but when you actually see it in person, it looks like dead and lifeless type of gray.
Zombie
like,
burger.
Yeah, like like not as vibrant as you could pull it off if it actually looks more appetizing in the advertisements. Big shocker there.
What?
I thought it looked unique.
You think you're telling me that
it looks unique.
You're saying that there are advertisements that feature food that looks better than what they serve in the restaurants?
I know. It's a shock. And then when you see it, though, it's all deflated and very sickly gray.
Like
very
the burger
sickly.
Itself.
Yes, exactly.
You almost feel as if the burger has bled into the bun.
It's like, what's wrong with this?
I see it now.
So, yeah, that's available in China, but it's a limited time only thing. It's like a special burger.
Well, it certainly seems special.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Who wouldn't want a gray burger bun?
Remember, sick gray burger bun.
And you know what, though? Like, have you gone and had a...
the black bun? No, I didn't want to. I didn't want the repercussions of it.
I don't
want to
see what's going to happen.
Yeah. Not even like for a joke.
I just didn't want it. I talked to a friend the other day. She surprised me. She was like, oh, I think that looks awesome. I want one of those. I was just like, okay, well, you know, you let me know how it goes. I'll be over here. Don't want it. So still, you would think that I would be in line for a black bun burger. Like,
more
yeah,
adventurous with your food.
Yeah, I don't want it. Then again, I'd have to drive all the way to Burger King. And in this case, I'd have to go all the way to Hong Kong. What, just for a black bun?
A gray one?
Sorry, my bad. Sorry.
There's a lot you might not know about Nikki.
At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
See what else you can learn by listening right now to The Worst of the Riot.
You know, Nikki, last week, we missed Canadian Thanksgiving.
We did.
What's that about?
I actually remember even a few of our Canadian listeners wished us a happy Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but for them, they just wished us a
happy Thanksgiving. That's true. But they felt the need to clarify.
Because in Canada, they call Thanksgiving American Thanksgiving, which is obviously wrong because we have Thanksgiving on the right day and they've picked the wrong day.
Well, if you really want to be amazing, you could celebrate both and then you have two Thanksgivings.
Well, you know what? That's great. And since I didn't get last Monday off as I normally do with Thanksgiving, I'll just go ahead and take the rest of today.
Suddenly you're Canadian.
And then part of tomorrow, actually. Well, Nikki, I have an international flavor.
You do?
Absolutely. And I love maple and bacon. There's nothing, I mean, aside from the fact that I don't like hockey, I think I could fit right in up there. And plus, I could pretend to like hockey. I mean, I pretend to like football. Or do I? Is it real?
Or don't I?
You don't know. You have no idea. So Canada, Nikki, not only did they have Thanksgiving last week and we missed it, but I feel like we would be remiss with our honorary Canadian citizenship if we didn't mention that today is, in fact, Federal Elections Day in Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so everybody make sure that you get out and vote today. It's your Canadian duty to vote if you're listening from Canada right now.
Do you guys get stickers if you vote there, too?
I voted, eh?
Yeah, do you get that?
Yeah.
Like with a maple leaf behind it or something and a check mark?
And a check and an A.
Now
that's
I feel here we just, they throw the stickers on the table and it's the old ladies who are...
What, you think it's different in Canada?
Well, I don't know. I've never voted there.
You think the Mounties are all like, good job, citizen, and they put you on a platform and they...
Here it varies. Like when you go vote, I used to go to a place where, man, they'd put free food out, drinks, all that stuff.
That's only what a certain political party is trying to win the presidency.
That's the bigger one. And then now it's like...
Free pizza down here, guys, if you'll just vote.
Now they start yelling at you the second you're on your phone outside the door going in.
You're not allowed to have your phone out?
I don't know. How else am I supposed to remember?
Who's running for...
Canadian
presidency? Do you know?
I can find out if you gave me a second.
I wonder, what are the issues? Like, what do they care about? Because here and are they civil about it? Because everybody talks about how people in Canada are so nice.
Divided.
But here in the United States, we hate each other so much. Like, do they hate each other in Canada? Or are they just like, let's go to the beer cave?
I bet they're still nicer about it.
I think so.
You know, the whole thing of they always say, I'm sorry.
Sorry
about that.
So here's the deal. If you're on Newfoundland time.
I've always wanted to go there.
The polls are open until 8:30 Newfoundland time.
Well, because it gets dark out.
And then
it's so cold.
It's still dark there
it's
right
so
now.
It's so cold. So they have those dogs to help save you.
And then they have What dogs? Newfoundland dogs.
Newfoundland. It's the rescue. That's what they're. Okay, never mind.
Is that like a kind of dog?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Sure, it is. I believe you. What? Look, I don't know dogs.
I know you don't. It's fine.
I'm not even allowed to be near dogs.
Let's go back to Canada. So, what about a Newfoundland?
Pacific time. You got till 7 p.m.
7 p.m. All right. So, well, yep. Canadian.
It's federal law. Like they have to be polls have to be open for 12 hours. So, depending what time zone you're in. I didn't even know there's Newfoundland time. There's Atlantic time. Have you ever heard of Atlantic time? I haven't. They have Atlantic time. I thought there were only four time zones in the world. This is crazy. Here's two brand new time zones, Newfoundland and Atlantic. This is nuts. It's just crazy talk.
Oh, it's just wonderful.
Wow. Man, Canada, six time zones. Look at you. That's amazing. All right.
Sometimes I don't like when we talk about other countries either.
Whatever. We're so well versed in international law and politics.
Mm-hmm, and elections.
Yeah. Like, did you know that you have to have a passport to go to another country? Get out of here. That's what they're for.
You just listened to some of the worst of the riot, but there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked. Online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.
So, Nikki, are you, let's say, theoretically, that I could turn you into one of the biggest stars in South Korea. Would you give it all up to go?
Would I go over there?
Let's say I have a media job lined up for you. Would you say, I'm out?
And would I go to South Korea?
Would you just go to South Korea? Would you take that job?
And I knew how to speak the language?
No, you don't. You'll have a translator probably or something like that. And you'll get to learn.
I would say 95%.
Very high possibility.
Very high
huh?
possibility that I would go.
Yeah. What would you feel about being a apparently like here's this girl. She's earning $4,000 a week.
Okay.
In broadcasting.
Oh, is it one of the people that eat all this stuff?
Which just to let you know, the Riot is not earning $4,000 a week in broadcasting. Just to be clear about that.
But we also don't deal with advertising or sponsors, so I feel like that's where a lot of the money comes in.
Yeah, this is one of the eaters. I've been reading up on her today. To maintain her svelte figure, she spends 5 hours a day working out, but she also eats big.
Wow, so just big. eats and works out.
Yeah, there are apparently, like, it's... They even put it on TV, which I can't believe.
Very popular online. So I think that's crossed over to, you know, actually broadcast.
Right. So this girl, for example, like in a session where you'll sit and watch her eat, she's eaten three fried chickens.
Oh, gosh.
Now, you understand that was the whole phrase. Like, I didn't say three fried chicken wings or three fried chicken legs. I said three fried chickens and three pizzas. $4,000 a week. Now look, would
in real
you,
money, not just like you no, know it's online not currency.
It's not food coupons. So it's $4,000. Think about this: you have to work out for 5 hours a day.
Okay, we've always wanted to have more time to work out,
and you have to
then eat.
Then you have to eat. You know, like big like that. I could do that for at least a year. Yeah, I could do that. Like just pack up and because I mean, man. $4,000 a week, you're making over $200,000 that year to eat and work out. Things that I'm already doing.
I'm hearing people pack already.
Like, I'm already doing that.
I know you're already. I think is it mukbang? I think that's the title for
See, you're already speaking the language.
And you're already ready to go.
All right. Well, apparently there will be a news story. Like, they're shooting some documentary about it, but I don't care. That's why we got to, before that documentary airs.
Got to get going.
We got to get over there, Nikki. And we got to lead with you, because they're not going to care about me.
If I have to lead the way.
Yeah. Like, but maybe you could go over there and carve out a niche, and then eventually you end up like,
I bring you over.
I have a quirky sidekick. He comes over. He only makes $1,000 a week.
But he's still here. I think that's better, because I just feel more comfortable if you're there.
Like to have, it's a team effort.
It's a team effort. That way, if there's something I don't want to eat during the broadcast, I have someone, you know, we can just do it together, yeah. And I'll pass it to you.
I always feel bad, you know, like when I have two cookies. So we're also going to have to adjust our mindset here just a little bit.
Our emotions.
Yeah. Yeah. That is something.
I feel like that's being on like a wheel. Like you just keep going, like eating and working out, eating and working out. And I don't know if I want to get stuck in that thing.
No, it it'd be fine.
But for that much money, I'll be happy to try it.
But again, if you did that for a year, it's going to be tough coming off of that.
Oh, sure. Because
you're going to sit down and be like, well, I guess, you know, I'm only going to have one pizza. You're like, oh, you mean like a piece? No, like I'll only
eat the
one
whole pizza.
Pizza.
But you're not working out to compensate for it.
No, you would. You would have to really, you would have to have a plan to come down.
Yes.
You couldn't cold turkey that. Like, you would have to have a plan. But you know what?
To plan anyways.
Yeah, we need a plan. You should make a plan for today. What are you eating today? Make a plan.
I'd be a little worried to start with that.
Plus, this makes eating only one pizza seem, you know, reasonable.
Like you've cut back.
Since you enjoy listening to Obadiah and Nikki when they aren't even here, maybe you should follow them on Twitter. Find their feeds and more on the Riot page at RadioU.com.
I don't want to keep pouring salts in the open wounds of the University of Michigan. Because again, when they lost to Michigan State on Saturday, there's some good-natured ribbing, but there's also like, man,
don't just kick them when they're down.
Like, it sucked for them so bad, man. I mean, granted, the other side of that is everyone loses, so Michigan State would have lost, so it would have been really bad for them. So, I don't know. That's the nature of football in any sport, I'm afraid. But this is amazing. WZZM 13, a local TV station in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's not as funny as you want it to be. But they recorded the post-game video, and it aired. But basically, they were so sure that the game was going to end in a victory, they recorded it as if Michigan had won. And it aired.
When you're in broadcast, you can understand that.
No, I can totally get it, because it's one of those things where it's like, well, this thing's wrapped up. Let's go ahead and get this thing recorded and up to the station, and it'll be fine, whatever.
That's how TV goes.
It is. You're working out ahead a little bit, so they went ahead, laid it down.
Already cut it. It was ready.
And they aired it. And, of course, people have saved it so that everyone can see it. But, again, it's not that funny, because it would have been funny if in the middle it was like, oh, no! Or whatever, but instead, it's just a completely straight news delivery about Michigan beating Michigan State. The other thing people haven't considered, though, a lot of people are like, well, it's a mistake, it's this, it's whatever. What if this is, in fact, a news broadcast from the multiverse? Like, in another dimension, like one very close to ours that maybe for a brief moment overlapped, and that's how we got this. It overlapped, and in that dimension, Michigan won. The kicker grabbed the ball, kicked the punt. Michigan State loses. And this is actually an alternate universe news report, thus proving the theory that the multiverse is real.
Well, Michigan fans would like to think that that would have been a possibility, but...
But see, that's what I'm saying. It's like, Michigan fans, look, I understand that everything was tough to accept, but just take some solace in the fact that, hey, in another dimension, you have proof that Michigan did beat Michigan State, and it's okay. Right?
Because that's what every person needs when your team does not win.
Remember that there's an alternate universe where they did win.
Yeah, that it's everything's going to be all right.
And you have just, by some sick whatever, you were born in the wrong universe.
Well, we made it.
You have no idea what I've just been through.
If you want to subject yourself to more torture, you can find even more Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
Man, Nikki, we should go work for Google. Because not only will we make like a ton of money, because I assume you make a ton of money when you work at Google?
Well, just that also that area is more expensive. So I think it's just a product of that as well.
But see, here's where it evens out. Are you familiar with Thoughts from Inside the Box?
Is that a blog?
It is a blog, as a matter of fact. It is the blog of a Google employee, a software engineer. He's 23 years old, and his name's Brandon. And he now lives at Google, kind of.
I know you say that with your work a lot, where you're like, I just live here, because you feel like you work all the time.
Yeah. So I don't know if anybody else knows this. I listen to several podcasts and read several blogs of people who live and work in San Francisco. And the rent is too darn high is a big, big problem in San Francisco. Like it's just out of control. It's becoming one of the most expensive places to live in the United States.
And if you want to I mean, if you want to live anywhere close to work, if not, you have to do a really long commute.
So he moved out from Massachusetts, where admittedly rent is a lot lower. And he said that basically at a minimum, he was going to have to spend $2,000 a month on rent and you get nothing for it. He's like, you're basically throwing it away. Plus, I'm never home. Why would I spend all this money? So instead, for $10,000, he bought a Ford box truck. It's a 16-foot 2006, I don't know what the actual model number is on it, but he says he paid $10,000 for it, and he parked it in the Google parking lot, and he lives in the cargo space this 16-foot truck.
So does he use the amenities that Google offers at their job then, like for a shower and stuff?
Google has workout facilities, shower, cafeteria, basically everything you would need for hygiene and whatever. And so he just lives inside this truck. And you can see that he's got his clothes hanging on the wall. There's a bed there. He's got a chest of drawers.
And he's allowed to? And I guess it's a big enough parking lot.
Again, my perception of Google is you can do what you want. I don't even think you have to work. I think once you get hired, it's just a free-for-all. It's just like
probably not quite, but
I know. But I mean, I just want to pretend that's what it is. So again, here's what I love. He doesn't have a TV. He has nothing like that in there. He has a light, and that's it. Obviously, he has great internet because he's on Google's campus, so there's plenty of Wi-Fi.
It just seems like everything else is in the building. So that's sleeping only.
Yeah, but if you could expand your horizons a little bit and think in terms of like, okay, do I at home, you don't take a shower in your bedroom. You take a shower in your bathroom.
Yeah. So this is a bigger bathroom.
If Google became your home, you have a slightly longer walk to the bathroom than what maybe you have in your current dorm and or apartment. And if you think about that, he's a recent college graduate. I got to a point senior year, we had like our dorms were suites. And so you had like between you and three or four other people, you had a bathroom like in between the two different rooms. But like freshman, sophomore year, you had to walk down the hall to the shower. This guy's just walking down the parking lot to the shower.
Back into work.
No big deal, right?
Now, for San Francisco and, throughout that area, we get so many articles on the fact that rent is so expensive. And so people are having to be creative, like the tiny homes or the home on, wheels, like you buy a bus and convert it, or even shipping containers, like anything and everything. If it's got walls, it's got a roof, then you can sleep in it.
I mean, Google must not care either. That's my thought is like, is he going to get that? All right. You know, Bob, we appreciate it, but you're going to have to blah, blah, blah.
Well, normally they just don't let you park all the time, like overnight in a parking lot, especially at a workplace. But I don't know.
Google's open all night.
Maybe. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So at this point, he has now reached the point. He's been doing this since May. It's now October. And this sounds funny, but his net savings is $176. But the argument is he has now reached the tipping point. Like he has now completely paid for the truck. And
so now he'll start saving money.
Now he's moving forward. So
smart idea.
It is smart. I don't know if I do it because I got to tell you, I kind of approach work with the attitude of like, I'm trying to get out as fast as I can so I can get back to the couch.
Not just to go to the parking lot.
Yeah. And I mean, if I was sleeping right out there, that would be a
short commute.
But then again, maybe at Google it's different because, you know, I think there's no expectations there. It's a free for all.
The riot's not really here, but it was still kind of funny, wasn't it? Keep listening for more Worst of the Riot or get the full experience right now at riot.radiou.com.
I don't often like to do this because, you know, sometimes behind the scenes, people need to feel free to express themselves without everybody knowing, but we need to talk about this because this morning, Nikki actually said a sentence to me that A, I've never heard, and B, I never thought I would. She said to me, and I quote, "Do you want some seaweed?
I got it all for you. I'm having a snack."
I appreciate the heart behind it. I appreciate it because, real talk, you know, when you're in here and you're both hungry all the time.
Which is how we are. We're so hungry all the time. It's like, when did you eat breakfast? Well, like 30 minutes ago, but I'm still hungry.
Always game for more.
Always hungry.
So when your friend and co-host says to you, like, you're watching them eat, And they say to you, like, here, do you want some? It's very nice of them to share. However, when someone, again, says to you, you want some seaweed?
I assume you don't like seaweed.
I've had this.
You have it?
Yeah.
I like it.
I don't remember when it was. Like,
probably me.
So No. Trust me. It wasn't any of my other friends offering it to me, okay?
You're so funny.
No, Nikki, I'm a truth teller.
Okay.
If you find the truth funny, that's you.
But this is how that is.
I've never had anyone say that sentence to me. Though at some point you did allow me to have a piece of your seaweed.
Yeah.
Again, sentences I never thought I'd say.
I like seaweed. I like sushi, so I don't mind, you know, seaweed. That's usually what's wrapped around it. And so these are just like little strips of seaweed that are seasoned.
And this is the
winter
salty.
Harvest.
Does it have a pumpkin flavor?
I know.
Pumpkin flavored seaweed.
This is roasted seaweed. It's seasoned and it is the winter harvest. I got it in at a big box store.
Uh-huh.
So I have like 18 billion bags of them.
Oh my gosh.
So, why don't I just start eating them now? It's good for you.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Like, are you sure? Like, what makes you think it's good for you? Because I feel like I could tell you seaweed's really good for you and it tastes bad. And it sounds ridiculous, and I would just be like, well, then obviously it's good,
for you. I think that's pretty apparent there. No, what is it? I don't want to be
wrong.
Does it
have omega-3 fatty acids in it?
It's not iron or anything like that, but maybe? Nope, it's got 0% iron. It's not iron. I was wrong.
Not the one. Not the one. Okay.
I was wrong. It's got 8% vitamin C. Maybe that's it.
No,
it has some good stuff for you.
Like, let's hear it. Riboflavin?
I don't remember. I just know it's on those lists.
I'm sure it is.
Eat this instead of that. So I'm eating this instead of potato chips.
Well, they are absolutely coated in salt.
Yes, that's what's probably very addicting and delicious from the winter harvest salt.
Yes, it's a winter free-range salt.
Benefits of seaweed.
The other thing that Nikki said to me that is, again, a sentence I'm not sure I've ever heard. She goes, it's just like licking the ocean floor.
Well, that was more just to be humorous, but it is like if you opened up your mouth in the ocean. And it's fiber.
Oh.
It's got essential nutrients.
No, that's not a thing.
Healthy fats and
essential nutrients.
Alkaline benefits.
Okay. So, like, if you're trying to have an alkaline body,
because
most
like
of
that.
What we eat is acidic. Okay. All right.
So, I mean, the list just goes on and on. That's about all that the list has. It seems to be very good for you. I actually don't mind the taste, so that's why I brought it.
Winding back the show, I don't mind the taste.
I think it's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Do I want a cupcake? Yes.
All right. Okay.
But I'm not having a breakfast cupcake.
We should. That's what muffins are for.
No, we'd have an actual cupcake. Icing it all. So I just thought I would have another snack. Something else.
All right. Well, you know what? First off, I admire you. And second off, once the global warming and the oceans, we'll all be eating seaweed.
I know. Yeah. So I'm just going to have a slight advantage because I'll be used to the taste by then.
Yeah. I'll be a seaweed farmer wearing a loincloth, very skinny because I only eat seaweed now. And
I'll just be out there
with a stick and I'll tell people stories of how it used to be.
Instead of a loincloth, I guess I actually thought or visioned you as wearing the jumper outfit, like the overalls, but the plastic ones that if you go fishing and stuff.
Oh yeah, like the waders.
Yeah.
No, that's what the wealthy will have. I will be a slave on a seaweed farm. That's the future.
Well, save me some, because I'll come visit you to buy my seaweed.
I'll be like 40, but look like I'm 100 years old, because life has become so hard.
All that because I offered you a piece of seaweed.
Well, it's the dystopian future we will soon embrace.
A seasoned snack.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of the riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
Here comes the hard part of the show.
I like when Eric goes to the store. Nikki, you came in this morning with seaweed.
Why not? It's a light snack, guys. It's a light snack.
You're actually going to enjoy this.
Hey,
Nikki came in with seaweed.
I did.
Eric came in with a jug of True Moo Orange Cream.
It smells wonderful. It's
like
orange.
I thought you guys had the orange creamsicle milk before. Or no, that was the green milk.
Yeah, we had the green milk.
Was that mint?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
A mint milk, yeah.
It was like a St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
well,
I remember
that.
Well,
this is for Halloween.
Yeah, it is. It's actually called Orange Scream.
And it's got a little like creamsicle on it, which is exactly the favorite flavor I'm looking for.
Oh, man. For real. Now, check this out.
No, I wonder if you guys will like it.
Now, Nikki, no artificial growth hormones and no high fructose corn syrup.
No, because that'd be just crazy.
Orange cream flavored low fat milk.
Did you smell it?
Wait, hang on.
It smells like orange Fanta milk.
Or you know what it kind of smells? It actually smells to me like someone took a creamsicle, stuck it in a cup, walked away,
melted.
And an hour later came back, and they just want to drink it.
Yeah, this has that natural orange
so
coloring
good.
To
yeah.
it where you know that came from something organic.
Oranges.
Oranges. Orange
yeah.
peels.
And they say milk has all kinds of blood and pus in it. Well, this looks like it.
Okay, first off, gross.
That just turned me off.
So gross.
That's what pasteurization fixes.
Right? What?
Yuck.
What's wrong, guys?
I was thinking, like, what? Do these cows frolic in an orange grove and they drink the orange juice? And then this is now the naturally flavored Halloween edition.
This is what sports out.
Yeah, Halloween edition of the milk.
This is all the kids from the elementary school come down and they feed the cows creamsicles.
No.
And then this is the milk.
This is it. And they also
have rainbows.
Can we just
drink rainbows? It and yeah, I can okay, stop thinking right, about blood right. and pus?
No, gross. That was so nasty.
Oh, right, that's delightful.
Is it like a creamsicle milk?
Oh, that's going down just fine.
Now, I will say it's not as strong as I thought it was going to be because the smell is very strong. The taste is...
I'm getting more cream than like
yes.
sharp orange.
Than sickle?
And that's good.
Yeah, it actually... what with it being milk, that makes sense. But it's not overpowering. I feel like... It's just right.
Because if it'd be overpowering, then it's too artificial
of
that
taste. And it
feels
like there's more flavor than sweet.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. Because a lot of times when we do this kind of flavored stuff, their answer is, just dump more sugar in.
More
sugar. That'll fix it.
What I think you guys should do is when I watch you do a drink taste test, is like, you know, the wine people that do the swish and spit into the cup and then the sniff up. You want to know my cup?
Your empty cup.
to see how the flavor lingers and if there's hints of anything else.
Oh, I think it's lovely.
It's divine.
I really do. It's good. Like, that is good. And I mean, this maybe on some Count Chocula and all of a sudden you've got like a chocolate orange.
Orange? Oh, now that.
Eric's not one candy. One candy? It's the chocolate orange.
Yeah, you get that chocolate, but it's orange flavored. Truth is, I don't like that, but it sounds
delicious.
For whatever reason,
that
now
sounds
it sounds
really
pretty good.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Eric, you did well for us. You know, I bet this would be perfect for washing down some seaweed. You want to pass one over?
No one did a taste test
of the seaweed.
Not
I actually,
well,
I told her
before.
I was full. Like that's a thing. I couldn't eat another bite. That piece of paper you're passing me is too much.
Well, this, you have room for the drink.
This is the worst of the riot.
No, go past this. Pass this part. In fact, never play this again.
Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot control.
So last week, I got a code from Frontier for a game called Elite Dangerous. Now, Elite Dangerous is a space simulator.
I feel like I've heard you mention it before.
Let me tell you why. That is a game that we got for the PC last Christmas. And then around March this year, perhaps you'll recall me buying an Oculus Rift DK2.
Yes.
This was the game that I spent so much time playing with the Oculus Rift on the PC.
That's where I'm getting it.
Because on the PC with the Oculus Rift, I don't know about now, but in March, it was like the go-to game for that experience. It was a lot of fun. So the idea is you're a pilot inside a spaceship flying around, and you can do a couple of things. You can become like a space trucker where you're hauling cargo. You buy low, you sell high. You fly around the galaxy, and they have literally mapped the galaxy. You can go to like a bajillion planets, and I don't mean like 10. I really mean they've mapped the galaxy. Figuring out how to use the galaxy map and plot your next trip, complicated, not simple. You can also do a lot of space combat, not necessarily a great way to get money, but it can work. And then the other thing you could do is you can go mining, fly out to an asteroid field, and just go digging. Does that sound like something you want to do? That's what Elite Dangerous is, and it is now on the Xbox One. This game is complicated, as in order to figure out how to fly and maybe dock with a space station, get ready to spend a minimum of half an hour on YouTube watching tutorials.
It's that bad?
Now, here's the thing. That's the choice they made. That is the kind of game that they've made here. So that appeals to some people. And to an extent, it can appeal to me because I've always wanted my own spaceship.
And if not, it helps to know before going into it so you don't get so frustrated and know or think, is it just you?
No. You got to go in with eyes wide open because nothing in this game is automated. So just docking at a space station, you have to call and get landing clearance. Then you have to go in fast, slow down. Then use maneuvering thrusters to land. Don't forget to put the landing gear down. Make sure the hard points are retracted. Get in, land. And you, after a while, it's no big deal. But when you're first doing it, it's going to be Interstellar without the organ. You're Matthew McConaughey and the thing is spinning and you're trying to land the thing. And you're like, I hope we make it, Tars.
And you're going to get mad.
Or Lars or whatever your name is. It's not easy to do at all. It's Elite Dangerous that's been on the PC. Well, now it's on the Xbox One. So the big question is, it's been on the PC. What about the Xbox One version? Seems like a perfect translation. Like, it is the same game. No, I mean, the big difference here is going to be on the PC, you had a joystick and a keyboard. So basically infinite buttons. Now you have to map all of that to an Xbox One controller. Flight controls, fantastic, no problem. Some of the, like, interaction with players, like some of the special commands, they've done their best. But it is not as easy as it is with a keyboard where they have all those buttons. Though I will say, again, if you don't have access to a PC and you've always wanted to try it out, as long as you understand how complicated Elite Dangerous can be, the Xbox One translation of this game, I would say, will work for you. Just know going in.
you might still be frustrated.
You're going to have to be willing to learn. The learning curve is steep. But if you've always wanted to go mine asteroids for ore and then, you know, warp out and use the frameshift drive to go to a space station and sell ore, dude, you're so gonna do that. Like, that's so what this is, you don't even know. It's only available digitally through the Xbox One store on Xbox Live. It's Elite Dangerous. Remember, more Riot Control coming up, as there are all kinds of games to be playing for the Christmas season.
Is that stressing you out?
This game will stress you. You'd rather have your student loans, probably.
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
It's just me in a castle. I gotta fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat them is to punch them as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip.
We've talked about on the show the last couple weeks, I keep going back and forth on the gun thing. Like, should I carry a gun around? And I've been thinking, like, forget concealed carry. I'm just going to wear one on my hip, you know?
Don't think you can do that, can you?
Oh, yeah, I think. Can you?
Well, we were just more...
Okay. Should I?
We were just more interested in, like, there's a no gun policy here at Radio U, like, well, inside the building.
Aside from these guns.
I know. His arms are just
so huge.
Sculpted, right? But every so often we are worried and concerned occasionally about our safety. Most of you guys are all good. Every so often might run into a bad apple.
Yeah, you know.
So it wouldn't be terrible if we had some sort of, you know, helpful thing if there was ever a situation.
Well, I just feel like there are these circumstances that keep popping up. And I mean, there are those stories where, like, hey, this guy saved somebody's life because he had a gun and concealed carry. But then there are these.
The other ones, yes.
Then there are these.
That's the one that makes me then go, no, I don't want one near us or you to have one.
Here's a woman that was at the doctor's office, all right? And she went up to the counter. You know, you, like, check in, you sign in, and she had to get some paperwork out. And so she reaches in and she pulls her paperwork out of her purse, and then her gun drops out of her purse, hits the ground, boom, goes off. The bullet goes through the wall and lodges in the hip of the patient that's on the other side of the wall.
Oh, you're
so
kidding.
Someone is just sitting there. You know when you're in the room waiting on the
forever.
Doctor, you're all alone, you're just sitting and sitting and sitting. By the way, you've been shot. You got shot because the woman in the waiting room
dropped
her gun and poof. Yeah, I just want
it's supposed to be like, I don't know. Or don't they get locked or something? Or
safety?
Yeah, safety. That's the word.
I you know what?
Does the safety stay on if you were to actually drop it?
I don't know what kind of gun it was. So who the heck knows the way all of that works? I mean, let people do. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't know
so
enough.
Whatever. That's I don't know horrible. Enough about it. But yeah, you know, you're at the doctor's office. I want you to know that if that happens to me, first off, I'm gonna scream. You're expecting nothing. You're just sitting there, and all of a sudden, you've been shot. I'm just gonna scream. Then I'm gonna cry.
Oh
like,
yeah.
And I mean, I'm not even gonna hold back. Like I'm going to sob and cry. Except I gotta be careful not to sob too much because it really hurts when you shake too much. And then after that, I'm gonna sue you for so much money.
And then I'll cry again when I win.
So much money. But here's the thing. When you realize where exactly this ended up happening, you begin to realize that you don't have a prayer in winning that lawsuit. Because, Nikki, this did, in fact, happen in Texas.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Way not to be cliched, Texas.
Aw. Well, so is the person okay?
Woman drops her purse, shoots someone in the hip.
Is she okay? Or the person's okay? I mean, he got shot.
Nope. I'll tell you what, they're not okay, because here's the other thing. Now, when they sit in a room alone, they expect at any moment to be shot. Some things you don't forget.
I would at least be happy with the fact that I was at the doctor's office, so at least people are there to
and you're a doctor in Texas.
Immediately help.
You know what? We're bringing the wrong perspective. This happens in Texas so often. The person in the doctor's office probably just reached over, grabbed some tweezers, pulled it out, slapped a Band-Aid on, and just went back to work.
That's how he assumes it is. He's only had a stopover in Texas at an airport, and that was about it.
And I went to Whataburger. Texas experience.
You really did.
You're about to listen to more Worst of the Riot. It won't be your worst decision today.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
Nikki, I've been coughing a lot lately. Do you think I'm getting sick?
Are you feeling sick, or is it still an algae thing?
I don't know. I'm really tired.
Well, that's no different.
No, I think it's a symptom.
Okay, what's the symptom of?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. There's coughing and there's tired. And look.
Oh, sniffly too?
Do you hear
that?
Do you hear it?
Uh-oh.
I'm probably not going to be able to make it tomorrow. You're going to need to go by yourself. You can do it, though.
Yeah, I got it. You're fine.
Actually, if you want to know the truth at this point, I would how many of you guys, just by a show of hands, how many of you guys would tune in to see Nikki do a one-woman show on The Riot?
No, and I don't want to do that.
I do, because here's what I imagine. I think we've done this long enough that you could easily play the part of me. And a lot of people go on Broadway. And I mean, like, look at, I mean, the first one that comes to mind is Patrick Stewart. He did the Christmas Carol, or A Christmas Carol, but he did the whole thing. It was a one-man show.
Yeah.
He did all the parts, all the voices, all the whatever, right? Okay. Well, you do The Riot. It's a one-woman show. You be yourself, and then you're like, oh, and I blah, 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 blah. People shoot themselves and guns and ha, 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 ha. And you play the part of me.
Sure.
And you go back and forth. And I,
you
honestly,
think I'd make interesting radio?
I think it would be more interesting than the two of us. Because I would love to hear that. Nikki, Unplugged, a one-woman show. It's off Broadway.
Unplugged and uncensored.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they would call it.
Just like your emojis.
Yeah. Probably not. I mean, if you're not feeling well tomorrow, I would not want you to come in and force yourself to work. But
you guys heard that, right?
Yeah. It's just a nice statement. Uh-huh. I don't really mean it.
It's a lie. But okay, go ahead.
No, I don't want to do it by myself. But are you really not feeling well? Or is tomorrow a day? Or like, is something coming out tomorrow?
No, Nikki, I want to talk about my personal wellness. And you're already casting aspersions on my
motivation. I'm doubting yours.
This is why when I'm actually sick.
I know, it's very hard. He gets defensive too, where sometimes like, do I need to bring in something? Do I want a doctor's note?
It's like, I'm sick. And I just imagine everybody here at Radio U gathered around the phone going, ha, 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 he's such a liar.
That's because past people have done that, and we have done that.
Hey, I want you to know something. I've had people, I have voicemails saved from people calling in sick who we knew were lying.
It's like, sure you are, but whatever. So if you
the guy that got convenient pneumonia during March Madness. Come on.
I mean, you want to be convincing at least.
It's a heck of a coincidence, but I do have pneumonia, and I'll be right there.
I'll be coming.
Back. Pause the game.
I'm coming.
And I'll be fine, I promise.
Well, you just keep me updated if you end up not feeling well enough for tomorrow.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's not convincing.
It doesn't feel...
That's not convincing at all. I'm feeling... lied to.
Well, Nikki, you have to take responsibility for your feelings, okay?
I can choose to believe them or choose to not believe my feelings.
Okay.
But I am not trusting you immediately, but we'll see how the day goes.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, if that's the way you want to be about it. So, I don't know. I just want to feel better. I want to feel good all the time. Is that...
First off, that doesn't mean you're sick. That's just life.
Is that wrong?
So get over that.
Is that wrong?
No, that's just, you can't have that.
Come on, guys. Nikki, a one-woman show, one morning only radio you. It would be so awesome.
Don't make me stop.
I would listen. I'm just telling you, Nikki, that sometimes people just need a little push forward, and I think this is the one. I'm going to get you right over the edge. But you know what you're going to find out? You're not going to fall. You're going to fly like a little birdie leaving the nest. It's so scared. But once the majestic eagle takes flight, you'll look back at that nest where you used to be with me and say, I don't need him.
You know,
I don't
so
need
great.
Anybody.
Is you're annoying me with it because I really don't want to tomorrow. Don't you dare.
The little eagle needs to fly.
Don't you dare.
This eagle needs to fly.
You are now coming in tomorrow. If I have to come get you first and bring you in, you're coming in tomorrow.
Ooh, would you drive me in tomorrow?
I would if I had to, but I don't think I need to. Come on.
Would you please come just on. Come in? Would you please just do your job? Take it, Deacon Justin, and get in here.
Just can't do everything.
You can.
I can.
I believe in you.
Oh, just stop it all. Stop it all.
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. Since you're not.
You might as well listen to the worst of the riot.
Do you live in Detroit? Have you been spending some time there or maybe planning on spending some time there? I have got great news for you. Absolutely great news. Things in Detroit are looking up.
Are they getting better?
Yes. They've had some downtimes, some issues, the auto industry, et cetera, et cetera. But we got it, guys. Applebee's is opening its first restaurant ever in Detroit next week. The very first Applebee's. Ever.
So they say
in Detroit.
That'll turn things around.
I'm saying that'll turn things around. Because you know what, Nikki? You gotta understand.
Is it downtown Detroit or just like the Detroit area?
Well, I mean,
are they not being specific?
Is it the corner of 8 Mile and Woodward? So, you know, it's the northwestern Detroit. It's not like downtown, but like it's still in the city limits.
No, anytime you have a business start investing in a city, that obviously helps.
That's a great thing. So this means that you're going to be able to go to Applebee's and have the same experience you can have in any other city, which is to say that you go there. You order something that looks good on the menu. You receive it. It tastes nothing like it.
Yeah, that's any restaurant.
It came out of a bag frozen, and they microwaved it. They brought it out to you, and now they're going to overcharge you for it.
Oh, do we need to look one of our friends, Justin, who used to be in Fireflight a while ago. He did the Detroit Marathon?
He did the Detroit Marathon.
That was this past weekend.
I think, was he... raising money to bring the Applebee's in?
No, he was not. He was actually raising money for an organization to help for sex trafficking. So,
and that's not at the Applebee's?
That is nowhere near that.
Okay.
Nope. But it was a very good cause, and I think that was his first marathon.
It was his first marathon. And you know what? Now that he has lost all that weight and done all that running, he can go to Applebee's and get whatever he wants. Because you know what? Up until this point, he couldn't do that, Nikki.
No, you're right.
But now he can.
Yeah,
because at least starting on October 26th.
It's back.
Applebee's is coming to Detroit. I'll tell you what, I'm going to be there right when they open. I want to be one of the first people.
No, he's not.
To be at that Applebee's.
No, he's not.
I haven't been. It has been about a year and a half since I've been to an Applebee's. I went somewhere, and as a thank you, they gave me an Applebee's gift card. So I went to this Applebee's to eat and had just...
Wait, wait, let me guess. The best experience ever, or was it the worst? Because when you go, it tends to fall under that latter category of the worst experience.
It was abysmal. I mean, seriously, I'm not kidding. Like, this, do you hear this cough? I'm not going to be in tomorrow. It was the most abysmal experience. I mean, you could tell literally everything that they fed me.
This wasn't working.
It was like they went to the Applebee's frozen section at the grocery store, then microwaved it and brought it out. They're like, here, cheese sticks. Just like you could get at the store for half this price. But we microwaved it, so you saved on electricity. And we brought it to you. Have a watered-down Diet Pepsi.
Now,
yes,
Applebee's,
we don't even have Coke.
That was the biggest problem. That's what he's mad about the most. Before you get upset, just realize, Applebee's, that you could be any restaurant. OB has that experience a lot of times.
No.
It just doesn't work out for him.
I'm just telling you that. Look, I'm not saying all Applebee's. This one that's coming to Detroit, you know what? It's going to be brand new. This is the best time to go. There's going to be managers everywhere.
Best foot forward.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's true. This will be the best time for you to get in there. Absolutely. Gosh, I'm hungry. And I don't feel good, Nikki.
If you keep trying that, you're going to push my buttons too much today. Just a little warning.
Fever.
Oh. You're not feeling sick. You're fine. You're coming into work tomorrow. Let's just get it together.
Gosh, I just can't.
There's a lot you might not know about Nikki.
At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
See what else you can learn by listening right now to The Worst of the Riot.
I will say, all joking aside, the coughing getting annoying. I know it's just from my...
Oh, for you? Your
allergies? Yeah, it's driving me crazy.
I still feel like you're more like clearing your throat, but...
Let me clear my throat!
Maybe because I had headphones on, I wasn't hearing it.
No, it's this cough. It's all from post-nasal drip brought on by allergy symptoms. You know what? The world needs to stop. Some of us have got a job to do, all right? Can't have all this coughing. Does anybody else use Google Now? I love it. Google Now is their Siri ripoff. Done stole the idea.
Well, whether you use Siri or Google Now, it really is. It's not quite like having an assistant, you know, like in your phone. But boy,
I wouldn't know. I've never had one, but I think you're right.
But sure, it sure is nice to be able to tell your phone to do something and, you know, like make a reminder. We live off reminders.
Yeah. All right. How about this?
That list is long.
Search for Nikki Radio U.
Oh, for me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, it thinks your name is Nikki Ray. Oh, no. Once it contacted Google, it got it right.
Then it got me.
Nikki Radio U. There you are. Yep. And it searched. It found the riot. Ever wonder what Nikki Cantu's view of Obadiah was like every morning? That's your Instagram, Nikki.
Oh, really?
It's so on and on. But that Google search that I just did using my voice, guess what Google did? They recorded my voice and they kept it. In fact, did you know there's a place on Google that you can go and listen to every single voice search that you've ever done?
No, really?
Yep.
Even your mistake ones?
They save
everything?
All of them.
Oh, that falls under the hoarding category, guys. Come on.
That, to me...
That's a lot.
...gets real... Like,
well, now, the question is...
I understand they keep stuff.
They don't have to keep it, do they? Like, it's not some sort of... communications requirements or, you know, archive sort of library thing where they have to have it?
No, it's not that at all. Man.
Are you seeing? Where's it at?
Oh my gosh. Do you know what else they keep?
What?
Because I'm signed into my phone, right? It can tell me what apps I used that day.
Oh, really?
So like...
It has a whole history.
Right here, it's telling me the six apps that I used this morning when I woke up. What? That's crazy. Here are all the websites that I visited today.
Well, that's normal. That one, your history.
Not like this. I was like,
Is this through your Google page or?
It is through history.google.com. And it, man, that is like, I'm sorry, but that's creepy, right? Does anybody else think that's kind of creepy? You knew it was going to happen. No, not like this, right?
Now, this says only you can see this data. You're in control.
And them.
You can delete items or update this setting anytime in settings. So you can change it if you don't want to see it.
Yesterday, I used 13 different apps between my phone and my Android tablet. Holy crap. It'll show that what?
See, for mine, it doesn't show it because I don't have any of that turned on.
No, it's because you have an iOS device.
Well, no. Oh, yeah, you're right. I wouldn't have any voice settings.
Apple has all that. Google has all mine. Apple has all of yours.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why you're seeing
less. Well, it does not even show me my website because I have searches and browsing activity paused. So that way you wouldn't see those. But yeah, if you have an Android phone, then it's all there.
Wow. That is wild, dude.
I know that some people get upset about that, but I don't care. If Google wants a reminder, then that's fine.
If
Apple wants one of my reminders, they can keep that too.
If you take a look at my all-time most visited websites, according to Google, Amazon is the first.
Slick Deals.
Wikipedia. Facebook, Twitter, and then Wikipedia Mobile. Apparently, I'm quite the Wikipedia guy.
Is that for question in the morning?
Probably.
So when you ask a question each day, you're checking to quality control check to make sure you're getting it right.
There'd be more truth to that than you probably know. But yeah, there we go. Man, history.google.com. It's getting creepy in here, man. Google saves everything. They're your aunt hoarder, but it's all pictures of you. And all the recordings she made of you on the phone.
When you put it that way, it is a little creepy.
We're all going to die. And it won't be private.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
I want you to know that we have made no bones about the fact that as a show, we feel like, to an extent, we identify with Texas. We want things bigger. We think guns, probably. And I would like to, it's not that I'm the cowboy that's wearing the spurs. It's I probably need somebody to kick me with a spur.
Sure.
So, I mean, I don't know. I think I'd probably do okay down there. And this morning, I feel like these photos from Texas perfectly encapsulate where I am this morning. In Hays County, around Houston, there are photos here of a deer that got its head stuck inside a pumpkin.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Like on its own, or?
Yep.
That's a shame.
I mean, I'm guessing, don't you think it probably like, it was like a jack-o'-lantern or something? I don't
know. Like maybe it went to stick its head in to eat some of the inside?
Probably, because I mean, can you really, like, as a pumpkin, you know, or like a deer, can you get in a pumpkin on your own? Like,
you can do anything.
Do their teeth?
We know this with doing news. Anything can happen.
That's true, but do you think a deer could chew through the surface of a pumpkin?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I mean, I guess maybe we could
chew through you if you wanted.
Those sharp incisors will make short work of you, little man.
That is right.
Well, this deer got its head stuck inside a pumpkin, so some people called the sheriff's department. And the sheriff.
Wait. Okay. Now, I just want to make sure. Because one time I found a deer on the side of the road that I felt could be saved. And a police officer pulled over and I talked with him. I said, please, will you help the deer? And the guy goes and gets his gun out and goes to shoot it. And that's how he's going to help it. Please don't tell me that in Texas, if a deer gets its head stuck in a pumpkin, that automatically means they have to put it out of its misery. Because that's not true. You can just help get the pumpkin off its head. Please tell me.
No, what they do is they blew it up.
Did they?
Deer parts everywhere.
No, they didn't. I know.
No, of course they shot it. That's what you do.
The pumpkin or the deer?
The deer. You put it out of its misery.
Because obviously it could never get the pumpkin off its head.
Well, it couldn't. They actually grabbed the deer and pulled the pumpkin off
of
its head.
Well, that is refreshing, isn't it?
Not before they took pictures of it.
Of course. But I mean, I would too.
In fairness,
it's
yeah,
a pumpkin, it's like, deer. There's a,
dude, it's like Sleepy Hollow down there. It's the headless horseman!
It's just a deer with a pumpkin on its head.
It's got... Get the gun!
That's great. Sleepy Hollow, that's awesome.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shoot the deer. I thought it was the spirit of the headless horseman that had come for us all.
Oh, that's awesome. I need to see these pictures.
What the... I love this. The sheriff's department coded that as a quote-unquote welfare concern. So they came down and took care of business. And again, kudos to them. I mean, as Nikki has pointed out, in Texas, the way you would expect them to do it is just shoot it. But instead,
not just in Texas. That seems to be a popular approach. If you come across a deer,
shoot
the deer.
That's fair.
So I am very happy to hear that that's not what happened.
That is not what happened, Nikki. You can rest comfortably knowing it's okay.
You just listened to some of the worst of the riot. But there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.
We've all had that friend. And quite frankly, if you haven't, then you probably are that
friend.
Yeah. It's that friend who... He's your bra, man. He shows up all the time. He's there. You're doing whatever all the time. Then all of a sudden he meets this girl and he's gone. He's just gone. And man, look, everybody eventually gets married because we have some weird opposite sex hole shape in our heart where we like, she's so pretty. I want to be with her all the time. And I get that, but you know what? You also have another hole in your heart. It looks like your friends. You need to take care of all of that. Time for her, time for friends. But some people don't understand a very important principle, Nikki. It's balance. It's usually girls. Why do you want to be with them? I thought we were just going to be together.
As the girl, it really just depends on maybe the group of friends.
Fair enough.
And what all everybody's doing.
Fair enough.
So there can be some legitimate concern. But this guy, Kieran, apparently just dropped off the face of the earth.
So Kieran Cable is his name. He's 20. He's from South Wales. And the tale is as described. About the time he was 18 and a half, his friends just noticed that he wasn't around very much anymore. He met a girl. And for the last 18 months, they say they basically haven't seen him at all.
No return phone calls, no emails.
Nothing.
Nothing.
So they said that they were all sitting around watching rugby one night when...
That's what they do.
Yeah. They started saying R.I.P. Kalen or Kieran. And they said that a few different times. And they were like, dude, that's it. We're having a funeral for him. He's dead to us. So one of his friends spent most of Friday and Saturday building a coffin.
This is the most effort they ever put into any project.
Yep. They built a coffin. Another guy apparently had a friend that worked at a something, so they got a hearse. And they invited him out, like, come on, let's watch rugby. They got him convinced to be there. And when he got there, his friends grabbed him, threw him in the coffin, and put him in the back of the hearse.
And did a procession sort of thing.
Did a procession. They had a mock funeral for him. Said that how many people showed up? It was like 20 or 30 people. They actually had a guy reading passages from the Bible, and they made... They made like little programs.
The booklet set.
In loving memory of Kieran Cable. I mean, they like marched
they
through
town. They went all out. They closed the road. They closed the road for the procession.
And they're all wearing black shirts and ties.
Someone's dressed as like a priest.
Just so they could make their point that, bro, you're dead to us right now.
The eulogy read that Kieran had a tough 18 months trying to keep his friendship with his friends alive, but sadly, the wait is now over and he has floated up to the gates of heaven. So that was in honor of him.
Relationship heaven, Nikki.
Yes, relationship heaven.
I mean, they put a lot of work into this. It's plywood that they've been draped with fabric.
They had so much fun with this. You could just totally tell.
It's amazing. So, okay, after this happens, first off, you're the girl. How do you feel?
Because this is now social network-wise, like, public, I'd feel a little bad.
Yeah.
Because they posted pictures of her, too.
Well, I mean, in fairness, let's be...
It's very funny, though. I'd appreciate the humor, but... Like, oh, why'd you have to actually include me?
I mean, the good thing about it is that she's very attractive, so at least it's kind of like, well, I mean, if you were going to ditch your friends, she looks pretty good.
Maybe you'd be for that.
Like, I mean, so at least there's that.
That I guess that does work.
Yeah, I mean, that helps a little bit, but, oh, dude, I think it's...
probably broke some of the ice with all the friend stuff, so even if some friends had hard feelings or were getting really annoyed, that's a way to kind of bring it back to something fun.
Well, here's the thing,
which
though.
I never thought I'd say, because a funeral's not fun.
The funnest funeral I've ever been to.
But a faux funeral, that seems to be a little bit humorous.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So, you know what? The next time a friend of yours, you know,
disappears,
just remember to make sure that it's done in good fun, because if it's one of those things like, I'm going to treat you just like you treat me.
And it'll make it too convincing.
We're going to put this pumpkin on your head. And just go from there.
That's also another way to celebrate. That's in different parts of the world.
Yeah, so it just, whatever. And just make sure you're blogging everything. That makes it all worthwhile.
Since you enjoy listening to Obadiah and Nikki when they aren't even here, maybe you should follow them on Twitter. Find their feeds and more on the Riot page at RadioU.com.
Let's talk about Rock Band 4 and Guitar Hero Live.
Is the Rock Band 1 the one that already came out, or was that Guitar Hero?
They're actually both out now. So you can play fake music again. You remember there was a time when those games, 8 years ago, 7 years ago, made a huge splash.
They're very popular.
Like, people were really into them, and
especially with our bands. I mean, it was they really loved playing it, and they loved when their music was available on it, so people could play it.
Well, Rock Band 4 is stirring up. It's a tiny controversy, like whatever.
Is it the type of controversy where they're actually excited about it because then people are talking about it when normally they would not?
I don't know.
Or is this a negative one?
Here's what they found is somebody, and again, the internet has too much time on its hands. Like somebody somewhere, like this is something that got caught because somebody had too much time. Somebody went on Amazon, and this is a Reddit user, and started comparing the review scores they were finding, like the 5-star reviews, and they started researching the people who were posting reviews. And guess what they found? They have linked, as of this time, at least 7 people who work at Harmonix who made the game.
Oh, don't do that, guys.
That have gone on Amazon and given Rock Band 4 a 5-star review.
That's not the first time that it's happened, especially for video games, but when it's found out, that is so embarrassing.
Hey, I've talked to authors that have given their books high ratings on Amazon. They've
got to
review their own book.
And you're not allowed to do that.
Well, you're allowed.
But you're not supposed to.
You just shouldn't. Because it makes you look bad.
Well, especially if you work there.
Yeah.
So, no. You really should not.
So, actually...
Makes you seem desperate.
It does, right? Well, Harmonix has come out and said, hey, guys, just to let you know, it's all true.
Oh, no. They didn't even try to spin it like they work there, but yet they love the game and they play it.
Here's what they said. They confirmed it and said, look, we believe they were sincere and without ill intentions. As a studio, we don't believe these are appropriate actions. I'm confident that if I didn't work for Harmonix, I would still give the game 5 stars. So,
sure you would.
Sure. You know, I'm sure it's great. I mean, if you like those old music games, basically this enables.
No one gives anything 5 stars, though.
There are things I would give 5 stars.
Very rarely.
Well, I didn't say all the time.
And probably not a video game.
Oh, Nikki. Of course I would. There are video games that deserve 5 stars.
No, there's always something slightly wrong with it.
You know what, Nikki? Okay.
That's I feel half like empty.
Here's, no. Here's what I feel like is happening. I feel like we're peeling back the way you look at relationships.
Oh, is that it? There's That's what I feel like. Wrong.
They'll always disappoint you somehow. But Nikki, you've got to learn to continue to see people through rose-colored lenses.
That's true. I just assume it's all a lie.
You've got to look past their imperfections to what's underneath there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you've got to do the same thing with your media choices.
I'm just used to going on Amazon and looking at reviews or any site. And looking at reviews and anticipating that they're fake.
I mean, and I guess it really comes down to, at the end, does a 5-star review mean that it has no flaws, or does it mean that you love it so much that the flaws don't matter? You just love it. Well,
that's just an open-ended question.
For Nikki, that is not what it means. She sees your flaws, and she's going to give you a 4.5. Okay? 4.25.
I mean, you got to work. You got to have a reason to work towards the next game.
I mean, you got to make Rock Band 5
a little better.
And then maybe I'll get you guys a little more of a star.
Like I
here.
Said, I assume most of the time with online reviews that they're not all true. So when I see a 5.
Well, yeah, that's for sure.
When I see a 5, I assume it's fake because normally people have a problem or a slight problem with something. When you're reviewing it, you would let that be known, so you tend to not give a 5.
You know what, Nikki? I actually, you've got a great point there. When you see a 5, it's like, all right.
It's like, who paid for this?
All right. You're, you either work there or, unfortunately, you're that guy that every time you go to the movies, you're like, that is the best movie ever. It is the best one ever.
And then you ask them why, and they're like, well, it just is.
Of all time.
You thought that was good. Seriously, what is wrong with you? You can find some decent Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
You know, we weren't going to do it this way, but Nikki, I think we really have found what we've got to do here, and that is we got to play a little game. It's called Snickers or Pop-Tart. I'm going to give you...
What an odd game.
It's a great game. What are you talking about? I'm going to give you 5 Pop-Tarts flavors. Now, these are 5 real Pop-Tarts flavors. All of them are going to be released between December and... I think it's May of next year. So sometime in 2016, you're going to get a chance to try
a new Pop-Tart flavor.
I mean, if you want to. Nobody's going to make you do it.
Well, let's hear the new flavors.
All right, here we go. Would you rather have a Snickers or would you rather have a chocolatey caramel Pop-Tart?
Snickers.
Snickers.
Is caramel in Snickers? Or
it
I
is.
Forget what's in there.
There's also peanuts and nougat and real milk chocolate.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Sorry, chocolatey caramel Pop-Tarts.
I feel like this game could also be played with Oreos for the Oreo flavors when they're released.
No. Like with the Snickers, you're getting something. With Oreos, it's like one Oreo is 250 calories. Okay.
Not that bad.
Are you sure?
The Pop-Tarts are, but the...
Are we talking double stuff? Okay. Pop-Tarts, maple bacon flavor.
No, I'd rather have a Snickers.
So for 400 calories again, Nikki would rather have 2 Snickers instead of 1 package of Pop-Tarts.
I feel like the maple bacon flavor has been done for the last couple of years, so I feel like that's on the...
I thought that was new.
Well,
for Pop-Tarts.
For just... In general, flavoring-wise, a lot of things have come out with a bacon sort of maple flavor already. So I feel like this is at the tail end of that.
Well, the Kellogg's company has a ton of that flavoring left, so now they have to drizzle it in the Pop-Tarts. Yeah.
They're like, yeah, why not?
All right. Now, Snickers or Pop-Tart, Nikki? Frosted watermelon.
I actually would like to try that Pop-Tart.
Hey, we got a winner.
I think I might like that. I really like watermelon flavor, even if it's the artificial bubblegum sort of blow pop flavor.
You know that's what that is.
I know that's exactly what that will be, so I might just like that one.
Okay, how about this one? Pop-Tarts frosted strawberry. Well, excuse me, it's spring.
Strawberry?
Strawberry, yeah.
I do not like strawberries that much.
Oh, guys.
So, Snickers.
Guys. And last but not least, or maybe it is, pink lemonade. Frosted pink lemonade.
I think after I've had the frosted watermelon, I'll be good. So I'm going to pass on that one.
You're telling me.
I am a bummer, aren't I?
Well, you kind of are.
I'm no fun.
And you know, here's the thing, though. I think if we had gone at this a different way, and I would have just told you these flavors, you would have been really excited. But when Nikki
I'm
and
comparing
I,
them.
But Nikki and I realized that you can have one whole package of Pop-Tarts, so 2 individual pastries for 400 calories. Or you could take the 2 Snickers for 430 calories. All of a sudden, it makes the Pop-Tarts look not quite as good.
Yeah, but you know, this could be a dangerous game because even if you don't like Snickers, just pick another candy bar. You could put
a zero.
You could put that up against like your lunch or your breakfast, and be like, "Well, this breakfast has 400 calories or 300 or 500 or however much is in your breakfast. And you could be like, well, I'd rather just have.
I'll just take this.
I'll just take the candy bar.
Right.
Just it's go with less that. Calories than I normally eat.
My theory, and I really think we should try it, is I think that you'd probably get better mileage out of a Snickers bar than you would out of a Pop-Tart. Do you think?
Maybe.
I mean, at least it's got peanuts in it.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
maybe there's more sugar in the. Ooh, which one has the more sugar?
I know. What? Neither of them are good for
okay.
us.
I was going to say, just to be clear, if you're starting your day with, am I going to have a Snickers or a Pop-Tart? You're a couple of choices away from a balanced breakfast.
We might be making some wrong choices with our life. So I don't want to play that game because that is just sad.
Nikki. You're already playing that game.
With life.
That's right. Now, who are y'all kidding? Nikki was having seaweed for breakfast the other day. It sounds like she's really getting it right.
So, again, the new Pop-Tart flavors will launch sometime in December through next spring and into summer.
Right.
So the maple bacon, the chocolate caramel, I think, are coming in first. And then the more fruit flavors are next spring and summer.
Yeah.
And that's the pink lemonade, the strawberry, or the... The sweet strawberry or whatever that...
It was spring frosted strawberry.
Spring frosted strawberry and the frosted watermelon. Frosted seems to be a word used a lot.
I mean, who wants a plain Pop-Tart?
Yep, gotta have it frosted.
Better put some frosting on there. I'll just go ahead and stick to the chocolate chip cookie dough ones. The double chocolates. The s'mores. Oh, the s'mores hot out of the toaster. Shut your filthy mouth.